Hey yo, what is up everybody? Welcome to the TJTV podcast, only on Spotify and Google Podcasts. How is everyone doing on this beautiful day? Happy Friday. And you know what? Today we have an interview with Marshall Wood. It's really going to be a great interview. I could just tell right from the get-go. It's really fun. Anyways, if you guys are new, make sure you smash a like, subscribe on Spotify and Google Podcasts, TJTV6 on TikTok, TJTV on Facebook, producer TJ995 on TikTok as well, and much more. Before the interview starts, I have a lot to talk about. Last night, the Phillies lost 2-1, and I know I'm going to get hate for this, but Craig Kimbrell, this man, I feel like he cost us the game. I really feel like this man cost us the game. I know he didn't. I know the refs didn't really call a strike when clearly the Diamondbacks did swing a couple times and they just called balls, which I kind of find bullshit. I didn't watch the game on TV, by the way. I watched it on my phone, so I couldn't really tell. Like, I have a weird thing. Like, I don't know. I feel like I have to watch the game fully, like watch any game fully on TV. If I don't watch the game fully, I'm not going to be interested, I feel like. I don't know. It's a weird thing I have. But in any event, yeah. I've said it before, and I say it again. Craig Kimbrell is only known for throwing balls. And that's just my personal opinion. And I know with sports, you have to be very opinionated about the stuff. But this man just kept throwing balls, it seemed like. It really felt like this guy kept throwing balls, not strikes. He maybe threw like 3 strikes. That's all I'm saying. This guy just sucks. I honestly know a lot of people who are in sports radio. They always say, like, oh, you know, why are you bragging on a guy? It's not his fault. It's the offense's fault, too. And the defense is also not doing their good job, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay, I get it. I truly, truly get it. But here's the thing. I just think that this guy really could have won. I really do. This is my opinion. They could have beaten these guys, and they didn't. They didn't do it. So, oh, well. Oh, it's just a long day. You know what I mean? By the way, last night, Biden addressed something at the Oval Office. He addressed the war going on in Israel and Palestine. He also addressed the whole Ukraine and Russia war, so that was pretty cool. Spider-Man 2 comes out today, which is going to be fun. So I don't have a PS5, so I guess I got to watch playthroughs of it. So, I mean, I hate that. I really rather just play the game and not just watch the game. Like, I hate watching playthroughs of games. I do. It's really not fun for me. So hopefully we're going to get PS5 in the next couple of months. Who knows? Anyways, yeah, it's just a crazy thing. It really is. It's funny. But hey, it is what it is. The Flyers, I think the Flyers won last night too. I don't know. Like I said, it's just... Last night, I feel like the Phillies could have won, and they didn't. And my show is not sports. I don't, you know, I'm not a big sports, like, podcaster, as they call it. But, yeah, it's just, you know, it's just who I am. I just feel like they could have won, honestly. That's just my opinion. But, anyways, they play tonight. So, hopefully, yeah, hopefully that's happening. And hopefully they win. Or they could actually lose this game, too, and then, you know, we could clinch the win in Philly. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? All right. But, yeah, we literally were doing so fucking good the first 2 games. What is going on? It was a boring game, though. I have to admit, as I'm, like, watching it on my phone, no one scored anything until, like, the 6th inning, I believe. 6th or 7th inning, I think. And, yeah, they literally, it was kind of a boring game yesterday, so they play again at 8 o'clock tonight, so hope you guys enjoy that. All right, so here's the deal. So what we're going to do. I'm going to take a break, I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to talk to Marshall Wood and go from there. So, yeah, let's take a break. I'll be right back.
Yo, listen up, here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue, like him inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, 'cause he ain't got nobody to listen to. I'm blue, I've been beat up and died.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. I'm TJ Gleason hanging out with you guys on this beautiful day. Hey, I got a long Classic Rock block coming up. Plus, I have a chance for you guys to win tickets to Metallica at MetLife Stadium on August 4th. You guys have a chance to win tickets in just a few minutes. But first, here is Message in the Bottle by the Police, only on Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. All right, so here's a little fun fact about me. When I was 13, the first band that I saw was Rush. And to be honest, at the age of 13, I didn't know anything about bands, nor did I even know who Rush was. So literally, my dad put on two albums of Rush right before the concert. And as soon as I heard the band, I got hooked. And the first song that played was Tom Sawyer. And that is one of my favorite songs. So here is Rush on Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. So yeah, I have a chance for you guys to win tickets to the Brew Blast on September 9th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Battleship, New Jersey, where you can listen to MGK's house band Incognito, and you could also sample over 50 craft beers. Plus, you get to hang out with your favorite DJs, Steve Vassalotti, Matt Cord, and Andre Gardner. So, text us at 645-645-MGK-MGK, and you get a chance to win some tickets. Only on Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. So Fall Out Boy did a cover of Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire, and I have to say, I love this version. And this is probably one of my favorite versions of the song because it's so modern. It covers every current event from 1990 all the way up to 2023. And who knows, maybe in the next 20 to 30 years, there's going to be another band that does a different version of We Didn't Start the Fire, covering every event from 2024 to 2050. I mean, a guy can dream, right? All right, We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel, only on Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. All right, I'm done for today. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Matt Cord is coming up next. And I'm going to leave you guys with Hey Jude, only on Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Hey Jude.
In the world, many people are looking for love.
If you're looking for love, go home to your mother.
Are you tired of looking for love?
Stop looking for it. You don't need love. Okay.
Look no further. The rabbi is here to help you out.
Love and commitment in a relationship are incompatible. Make up your mind. Do you want a relationship or do you want love?
Are you also tired of all that pesky affection that you need from your children?
Parents love from their children.
Well, call the number 1-800-I-NEED-NO-LOVE. That is 1-800-I-NEED-NO-LOVE.
Loneliness can be shared.
Chick-fil-A, it's delicious.
Hey yo, We're back. We're back from that little break. This is such a great song, guys.
He looks around the room, won't tell you his plan. He's got a little cigarette hanging out his mouth. He's a cowboy kid, yeah, found a six shooter gun.
You know, this song is actually based off of a school shooting. I don't know if anybody knew that, but, like, I mean, honestly, like, if you listen to the lyrics, you could tell this is just a school shooting ready to happen. And I know a lot of people have, like, said this before, but, like, for the crowd who listens, who don't know this song, this is about a school shooting. But, yeah, it's such a great song. Man, I love songs like that. Not like school shootings. I know that sounded very odd. But yeah, it's a good song, I have to admit. Oh, Marshall is in. All right, here's the deal. I'll be back. We're going to talk to Marshall. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. And here we go. So let's let him in and start the interview.
I'm here with Marshall Wood, who is a real estate agent by day. I guess a TikTok creator by night, and he also has almost 500,000 followers on TikTok. How are you doing today?
Good, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on. So I first discovered you when you made a video. I think it was about, like, there was a woman in black by your garage or your shed or something. I think that was one of your videos I saw.
Okay. Yeah. That was part of one of the series I made. Yeah. Yeah, but I think that was like video 3 or 4 of that series. We started that series off with basically a woman or something in black. Actually, I have the costume right there. Coming up, and I caught it on the Ring camera. I don't know. Did I catch it on the Ring camera in the video? I can't remember. I just had some footage of me going out and pulling a baby, and I grabbed the baby because I knew this was going to come up, and I grabbed this guy out of the mailbox. So a funny story about this baby is all of this red was already on it. I didn't do that. My daughter did that when she was like 2 or 3. I can't remember. So I found it in her closet and I said, I have an idea. So I figured I'd plant that in the mailbox and create a storyline. So yeah, the video I think you may have seen was where I grabbed the lady and it disappeared.
Yeah, that was the one.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, no, it's fun. We love making creepy stuff over here, and we have slacked on it terribly bad, especially with it becoming the Halloween season. And my wife loves it, too. She likes to help out with it and come up with ideas. And obviously, we utilize the kids a lot because kids, I mean, let's face it, are creepy a lot of times. But they're very good characters to make us creepy, right? And we've slacked so much, and we have not gotten back into it. But here's the crazier thing. So a lot of people on TikTok, well, not a lot of people. Some people get so mad at me, right? Because it's fake. You're fake. You're posting fake videos. That's not cool. You're just doing it for likes and views. What's the point of TikTok is to get likes and views? You think I just post this so I can watch it myself? I mean, I like to watch it myself, but the whole point is to get, you know, engagement, you know? But after that, so I guess we should rewind a little bit. When we first moved into this house, we did have activity in the house, and it wasn't bullshit. Like, we had actual activity in the house. We had it for a while. We first moved in, there was like little trinkets that were left on our kitchen table randomly. And I can't remember what items they were, but they were odd items, like not something kid. I mean, my kids were a lot smaller then too. So nobody playing pranks or anything like that. We would, hear somebody, like if we were in the living room, our bedroom's right above the living room, we would hear somebody getting off on and off the bed. It's a very distinct sound. And you could hear it. There's nobody out there. The dog wasn't out there. The dog was with us, blah, blah, blah. My wife has had her hair pulled in the shower and has had her neck touched. And then she gets a strong fragrance of cigarette smoke in certain areas of the house, and it comes randomly. And this was way before I started making videos. So then it kind of died down. We'd still hear stuff here and there. You just learn to live with it, right? You're just like, whatever. You get over it. When I started making these videos activity started picking back up in this house. And it was wild. It was wild, dude. So, like, so when I started making the, you know, I make my fake series or my mini series of the scary, I don't want to call it a fake series because that's, I think that gives it a cheap sound, but the little mini series we do, the horror mini series, you know, people automatically think that anything that I post is going to be fake. And when I'm posting these communication videos that I'm doing with these apps and things like that, this shit's freaking real, dude. The first time I came down in this basement with an app, I got the fuck out of here. Like, when it started talking and saying stuff like that was relevant to what's going on in, like, around me, I was like, nope, I'm done. Like, and but then I got used to it and I was like, okay, I'm gonna communicate with it, see what happens. And actually, since we stopped making the scary stuff, because you go on writer's block and you just kind of, you get bored of doing the same thing. So I venture out, I do sports stuff, I do a lot of different other things. The activity in this house has been quiet. There's been nothing going on, man. Nothing. So I'm on a writer's block still, and there's no activity in the house either.
Well, to mention the activity, I, in my old apartment, this is before my wife and I, like, got married, but we were engaged. So we lived in this apartment, and there was an older guy who died in a nursing home. And we had two cameras. They were, I think they were a Ring camera, or no, Blink cameras or whatever. But anyways, we had the camera facing the fish tank. We had a fish tank, and we had it facing the fish tank. And you could clearly see in a one-bedroom apartment, I was in the kitchen doing the dishes. She was in the bathroom brushing her teeth or whatever. And we hear a loud clap. And I'm thinking, that's kind of weird. And then we have a memory foam mattress bed. She was laying down facing the wall. She felt someone sit on the bed, thought it was me. I was still in the living room. And that was creepy. And then the weirdest thing was we have a crock pot that was on top of the fridge. And it wasn't anywhere near the edge or anything. It was pretty much in the middle of the fridge. I walk into the bedroom. We hear a loud crash. I'm like, what the fuck was that? So I go out into the kitchen. Crockpots everywhere. There's a bag of chips on the counter, exploded. The knob fell off. It was just bizarre. And I'm thinking, we don't have animals. We don't have anything in here. No. I don't know what it was.
Dude, and you know what? That it just, I don't think we've had any, that almost seems violent. We, and a lot of people will ask me, you know, when it's going, I don't get a lot of questions about it right now, but you know, why aren't you moving out of the house? Why, you know, what's going on? Why aren't you trying to cleanse the house? And I said, to be honest, I don't have any, you know, when my wife had her hair pulled, it wasn't like a pull. It was like a tug, like a, I want your attention, not, you know, malicious. And I said, I don't sense anything malicious. I don't have any bad vibes. Like, you know, you can just feel like a heavy, you know, dark, you can feel that. Yeah. And I definitely don't have it now because there hasn't been any activity in a long time. I bet you if I start making, I gotta get the brain working here to get something going. But I wonder if I can spike something up again, because we do live right behind a cemetery or in front of a cemetery or next to a, whatever you want to call it. And the cemetery butts up right to my backyard, and they just built a fence that actually, it used to be wide open, just a wide open field. And then all of a sudden there's just a bunch of, you know, headstones and grave sites. And just a couple years ago, they built a fence to separate it. So I have my, not a privacy fence, but I have a chain link fence. Then there's like maybe 7 feet of grass. And then there is their fence. And then I'm not kidding you, man. A month and a half ago, I think it was like middle of August, somebody picked their burial plot right behind my backyard, like away from every single gravesite. There is one body buried right behind my house. One. And he's like, I'm going to pick that yellow house and I want to be buried right behind it. Yeah, there's nobody else around. And we just thought, it was like, are you kidding me? Like, what the heck? He picked right there. So yeah, now we actually have one, because before then it was probably at least 200 yards until you got to a gravesite. So it's just wild, but I thought maybe we would get some activity from that, but nothing. I've came down, I think I came down maybe 2 weeks ago and tried to talk with the device, and it was like, it said some stuff, but it could have been just bullshit because it wasn't relevant and it wasn't like consistent. So I'm like, okay, that might just be, you know, just a flaw in the app picking up a signal, not like consistent talking and being relevant to what's going on. Every other time it was relevant, like it was saying my wife's name multiple times in a couple videos, which is just random. And you know, some people plug it into the fact that I'm making this thing say it and I'm not. I have no idea what this thing's gonna say when I'm recording these videos. But yeah, it's just crazy. We don't have anything malicious, but what you just said, I guess it could and couldn't be malicious, but I would think, you know, a big crock pot and that ceramic breaking and being all over the place, it just sounds malicious to me. But I mean, I guess if you haven't had anything other than that, maybe it was just hey, I'm here, wake up.
Yeah, I mean, it was, and the guy was rude, but like he always said he would talk to, like, the neighbors would tell us before we moved in, he would be like, yeah, he would always talk to his wife, and his wife was dead, obviously, and then this guy dies in a nursing home. But we moved out of that place, not because of that, but once we moved, like, we moved out just to get a bigger place. So once we moved into my house that I'm in now, we haven't had any activity at all. It's just, you know, silent.
Huh. So maybe it is. Maybe it has something to do with that then, and not you. And we don't know. Like, I've had one encounter my entire life where I don't, honestly, I can't chalk it up as a dream, but I can't chalk it up as it not being real, because, I mean, we can get into that conversation too, because that's a whole other conversation. But before I had married my ex-wife, I was sleeping over at her mom's house with her, and we were sleeping, it was a waterbed, and I woke up because she had gotten up, and I distinctly, like vividly, could see her get up, or someone get up, and stand up like they were going to go to the bathroom, and they had a yellow shirt that had like a number on it, like a jersey, but it wasn't a jersey, it was just a t-shirt, but it was in the form of a jersey, yellow and black, and what was I saying? Oh, so I look up, because she's getting up to go to the bathroom, and then I look over at me and she's laying right there, and then it's just gone. So I don't know if I dreamed it, but then there was another night, same bed, same laying in the same spots. I woke up and I looked down at the foot of the bed, and there was someone staring at me, like kind of up over the end of the bed. And I was like, no fucking way. And I just sat there, and I was like 23 at the time. And I just sat there and I stared at it and adjusted my eyes and I stared at it, and it went away. But did it go away? Did I manifest it? Was I dreaming? Two things happened in that house. And now here's the thing about that house. So from what I understand, from what my ex-wife told me, there was whoever lived in that house before her, or before her ma, they had a son that was like 17 or 18. And he got drafted to go into the army or something. And he ended up hanging himself in the garage. Mm. And I don't know if he was just in the army, or if it was like way back when and he got drafted and all this. I don't really know that specific, and I might be butchering that, but I do know a young man about that age, 19 years old, whatever, hung himself in the garage is what the story was. So what they said that they've always seen and heard things. The one thing that her and her sister had happened to them when they were sleeping in the living room, it was middle of the night, they woke up and they heard the sound of a pen writing on paper in the kitchen, on the kitchen table. Everything was dark, and then you hear the distinct sound of a pen rolling on the table and then hitting the floor. Like, everybody knows what that sounds like. And they got up and they went in there, and there was nothing there at all. So they I'm getting chills talking. It just creeps me out. They think that was the suicide note, like a reoccurrence of that.
Yeah, because like when it comes to spirits, a lot of spirits they revisit what they did like a couple hours or a couple minutes before, you know, they killed themselves or before they died.
Right, but there's also, go ahead. Sorry,
I'm saying like it runs in a loop too. Like in purgatory, or like they can't find like the link between heaven or hell, you know?
Yep. That's what I was going to say. It's like a lot of people, you know, my wife and I talk about this stuff quite often when we get into it, about like when people think that they see something out of their peripherals, or they do see a ghost or a spirit and they see something, it's a time loop. And it could even be yourself in a different time loop. Maybe not purgatory. That's a little bit different than what you just said. But like, there's a time loop of tragic moments, or up to a tragic moment, like something leading up. And the spirit is somewhat caught in that. And it could even be your own. And you see that, but you can't recognize it as your own. And there's just so many weird things. And when I was saying, like, I don't know if I was dreaming or if it was me awake, I have my own theory on it's probably not my own theory. There's probably a lot of people that talk about this kind of stuff, but like, when you go to sleep, it's because your body's tired, but your spirit, your soul is alive. It's always rocking. It's always rolling. Like, you can't picture yourself dying and just being shut off like a TV. Like, you go into a universe, you know what I mean? Like out of body kind of stuff. So when you go to sleep, your soul is out there partying, man. It's going out there and finding something to do. And they say, you know, some people say, like, you know, you might see your dad, or you might see whoever, like who's still alive or whatever. Sometimes you're partying with those other souls. There's just so many different aspects to look at it, because the universe is never ending. And I definitely don't feel like this is it for us. I feel this is a vessel. And that's why I very much believe in a lot of this stuff, because I just think that there's energies all around us. I mean, I don't know. What do you think about that?
I mean, I agree. I mean, you put like me having like dreams in the perspective, like, yeah, like our souls are still alive, but I'm thinking like our souls, maybe like our dreams is enough. Is our souls going to a different dimension of what ifs? You know what I mean?
Yep.
I could see that. Now that you put that in, it's like a what-if scenario, because that could be our dreams, because a lot of people, even scientists, they don't even know what dreams are. They still can't figure it out, you know?
Right. And I think, you know, I think some of it might be just the unconscious state, you know, and some of it is legitimately, you know, kind of like your soul leaves your body. So, you know, the sleep paralysis or whatever, I've had that happen to me once or twice. And it was in the same bedroom. It was at my grandparents' house in the upstairs bedroom. They don't own the house anymore. They sold it. It was in that same room. And it is the wildest. Have you ever experienced it?
No, my dad has, though.
Oh, it's so wild, man. Like, you can see everything and you can't wake your body. It's just, I can't even explain it. But the first time I did it, I honestly felt like I was battling like a demon sitting on me, trying to get me to stop breathing. It was wild. And it was like you're trying to wake yourself up, trying to move your arms. You're trying to do all this stuff. Eventually you do. And they say a lot of that, and I don't know about it being a demon or whatever, that could have just been my perspective of it, because I'm not able to wake up because I couldn't see anything on me. It just felt like it, but that could be like, you know, your body's not waking up, but your soul's ready to go back to work, you know, in your body. And so it's like, hey, yo, you know, my body's like, I can't do nothing. And your soul's like, get the fuck up, bro. So I don't know. There's just a lot to take in on all that stuff. It's just, I feel like you could have endless conversations on the what ifs, on, you know, what if this is what's going on, you know, with the dream state, or, you know, with the loop, you know, I think I see a ghost. Well, are you seeing a ghost, or are you seeing something in a time loop that's happened over and over for somebody that could be in purgatory, that is dead, that is reliving that moment over and over and over again? It's just crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, the whole death thing does it freaks me out in a way. Cause like, I don't want to be like, I hear a lot of theories, like, you're probably just going to go, you're going to die, and it's just going to be dark. It's going to be nothing, because some people don't believe in like the afterlife. And then my other theory is like, if I do die, what am I going to be reincarnated as? A tree, an animal? You know what I mean? There's also that.
You know, then you start looking at karma too, because it's like, how many karma points do you got? You know, like, what are you going to come back as? If that's the case, or, you know, does your soul just travel and just all of a sudden just says, yeah, you know what, today I feel like it'd be cool to be a skunk, and then boom, you're a skunk for however long a damn skunk's going to live. But, I don't know, man, it's crazy to think. I mean, you ever see, this is not really off topic, but it's, and I think this kind of goes with it. I can't remember the name of the movie, but it's about a boy who lost his dog. Like, his dog died. And his dog did certain things, like specific things that no other dog's going to do. And when he got older, like, he was a grown man or whatever, he ended up, I can't remember how he came across the dog. The dog found him. I think the dog found him and looked for him, but was a different dog. And then ended up doing something, and the guy looked, he's like, are you, like, and then he, so he called him by his dog's original name, and then the dog did stuff, and when he just, like, lost his shit, you know what I mean? Because he's like, holy crap, my dog just came back as another dog, and now I'm an adult. This is crazy. So you think about things like that, it's, you know, it's I feel like anything's possible.
Yeah.
Because when you say darkness when you die, I don't think, that's one thing I don't think is possible.
Yeah, there's no, I mean, and I question ghosts and paranormal activity. I've had shit happen to me, but I still question it because I haven't physically seen a ghost yet. But I do believe that, like, it's not darkness. There's more to it. You know what I mean? When you die, there's more to something. Like, there has to be. There's no other way.
Well, it's the whole, you know, energy thing. And that's what we are. That's what our souls are, I believe. And that's why, you know, I don't know if you ever watched, like, the documentary, The Secret, or things like that. But basically, what you put out is what you get back. You know, you put the positive out, then positive comes back. If you're negative, the bad shit's going to happen to you. It might not be like crazy bad shit, but it's still going to be stuff that just keeps drilling you and keep being negative. And then keeps getting worse. But if you keep trying to push the positive out there, that's the whole thing, is like, we are fed by energy. And I mean, that's why it feels so good to go out into the sun. You know, one of the best things, like, if I'm hungover, if I just go lay out in the sun, it just feels so good. And it rejuvenates me. Because that sun is an energy, you're soaking that in. And I feel like that's a part of the universe. All of that, like they say, like, you walk on the ground, like, with your bare feet, like, on grass, that's supposed to be, like, really good for you, because of whatever in the earth and all that, because it's all Mother Nature. We're Mother Nature, and all energies and things. Like, I don't know. It's just crazy, dude. It's just crazy. You go on and on. I could talk about this forever. It's just nuts.
No, I like these conversations. Like, I had conversations with a lot of people, but it's never as deep as this, because everyone has a different interest when it comes to, like, they all get scared, I feel like, when it comes to ghost stories and stuff.
You know what? I've never actually, I don't think I've ever really seen a ghost. I mean, other than what I told you, which would have been a ghost, but I can't, like, confirm, because I was sleeping and I woke up. But, oh, that was the other thing I was going to say. Like, do you think maybe because, maybe not you think, but just, like, in general, you know, do you think that maybe because I'm waking up, I'm half in, half out of both worlds, that I am able to see? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You're on a different connection, you know, like your soul left, it's coming back, it's seeing, you know, it's able to see these, like, there's that perspective too. But I've never actually, like, been awake and said, holy fuck, there's a fucking ghost right there in front of me. You know, I've never seen that. I love anything that has to do with it. I'm so intrigued by it. What would I do if I was sitting there and, like, this kind of shit was really happening to me? I don't know. I mean, I make some crazy shit up, but, you know, with my daughter becoming a demon and all this other stuff, but, and possession and things like that, I try to, you know, when it goes to TikTok, I try to push the limits a little bit, you know, to go to the extreme, to say, you know, basically people go, holy shit, what the fuck? And if I can get them to believe it's just a little bit real, I feel like, you know, that's cool. And then when they get mad at me and be like, well, have you ever watched a horror movie? They're like, yeah. I said, well, that's what you're fucking doing here. What are you doing? But
I get that all the time. A lot of people who watch my videos, they say it's fake and shit. And like, I'm like, yeah, it's a movie. That's all it is. It's really just a movie that you're watching.
It's like, so when video stores still existed and you went and you rented a scary movie, did you come back and yell at them and say, that's a fake movie, I'm not paying for it, I want a refund? I mean, for another thing, it's free to watch it on TikTok, unless you do the paid series or whatever. So if you're mad that it's fake, you didn't pay anything except 30 seconds of your time. Well, you must have been entertained because you watched it. You watched the whole thing. So you got your money's worth. It was free.
Have you ever gotten a comment where people say you're making fun of a schizophrenic or something? Because I got that a lot.
Yes. I did on the video. I don't know if you saw. There was one where I had my son. He's 14. I had him walk out of his room and kind of like in a zombie state. And he went straight out to the shed. And I'm like, you know, I'm trying to call to him. I'm like, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? And he goes out there and I open the door and then he's got an axe and he's like, the end is near. And then he starts walking towards me. People did give me shit on that one. There's actually sick people out there that'll like this, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know what? Why are you getting so mad? You guys know that there's a movie called Saw out there, right? That there's some dude trapping people, making them cut off their own legs and all this other shit. That's psychopathic shit. And it's like, you're mad at me for just making a little mini series. And I don't care. You know what? The more that they give me, the more that it engages in my content, the more that my content goes. Because I tell you what, man, it's been about a month now and my shit has been dead. Been dead. And I mean, not in the literal sense. Maybe I need to bring the dead back to bring my shit back to life. But
that's what
it's been. Yeah. Well, right now I've been doing a lot more sports stuff because of the Lions and, you know, and football season. And I do some marriage content, stuff like that too. So I haven't been doing a whole lot of creepy stuff. But, you know, we had some ideas for like my daughter and all this. And she was like, yeah, I want to do it. And now she's like, no, I don't want to do it. And it's like, well, we can't really make her do it. But she's such a good little actress with a lot of the stuff that she does. And so I'm like, you know what? I was like, I mean, well, she was down here. You saw her. I'm like, what if for every million views I get, I buy you one of your favorite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle action figures? She's like, okay. And I'm like, you gotta pay the actors, right? I'm like, you can call it a bribe if you want, but I mean, you're working for something, right? So she was like all down for it. And then she's like, nah, never mind. And I said, all right, whatever. What am I going to do? I can't force you to do it. So a lot of our ideas wrap around either her or my 14-year-old son. And it really drives the content when you put a kid in it for whatever reason. It's just if you make them creepy, not if they're just like, whatever. So I don't know. It's crazy. The very, very first TikTok I ever made was when my daughter was two. I think she was two at the time. I see. That was 2020. She was three. And she was under the bathroom sink and she had her little tablet under the bathroom sink. She liked to sit down under the bathroom sink with her blanket. So I go in there and I had the creepy music and I open it up. And this was like TikTok was like so like not like new, but like the filters were just like whatever. They're not like what they are now. And I open it up and she looks out and her eyes go black with the TikTok filters. Like first video I ever made. I didn't even know what I was doing. And the thing got like 40,000 views. I'm like, oh, I can do this. This works. This is cool. You know, I never thought I'd get that many views. And now here I am later just making whatever. But no, it's a good time, man. I mean, is most of your content based on scary shit or do you kind of branch out too?
I did branch out into a lot of stuff. And then I made the video about me being stalked and that gained about 6,000 views in about 2 hours. I was like, oh, all right, let's see how far I can go with this. And I went really far with it and I ended the series on a high note. Then I made one other series, which is I'm on the dark web, but I'm still being stalked by the people on the dark web. And a lot of people who saw the whole stalking incident, it's kind of like a reoccurrence. It's like, you've been getting stalked for over a year now. Blah, 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 blah. You're schizophrenic. You're making fun of this person. I'm like, yep.
I love it. They feed it, man. They feed it. And it works. And the best part, like, I did one series that did really good that had nothing to do with it. It had to do with my wife cheating on me with my best friend, who's also on TikTok. So he's a pretty big name on here, too. And, I play like this lovesick dumbass Like the stuff that I like comes out of my mouth. I don't even rehearse anything. I just turn the camera on and I record, and I just start talking about it. I have it labeled as a series as My Wife Left Me. And it's a whole, it's like 60 videos, dude. And I'm just video replying to people saying stuff to me. And I'm just like, I don't know what to do, you know, and I can't even do it off the cuff here. I have to be in the moment, but I will talk like, it doesn't even sound like what I talk right now. I talk like I'm fucking dumb that I'm letting a woman just completely ruin me, but I love her so much. I don't care. And it's just, and people got mad at me for that too. They're just like, there's people that really go through this. But on a note, I actually really did go through that in the previous marriage. So it was kind of weird. But, and I didn't even think about that when I made the series, because somebody just, I just fed off a comment, and that's what turned it into what it was. Like, I didn't have an idea to make this series. The series made itself by what people were commenting. So I just, you just let it flow. That's why I always hope that I post a video and I spike a bunch of comments, because then that will spike my brain to go, this is where I'm going to go with this. And then it goes from there. And that's the whole thing. And I think a lot of people, if they want to make content on any platform, I think YouTube's the hardest to make content on. I'll repost a lot of my stuff on YouTube, and it'll be shorts, obviously, but I can't drive content on there worth a damn. The only thing I get a lot of push on is, I've gotten a little bit on Instagram, but everything's been on TikTok that I've gotten a push. But you know, you got to realize that if you want to make content and stuff like that, if you're not getting hate comments, you're not doing it right. You're not. You want that shit. I mean, you got your positive people out there too that are like, I mean, they even get hate comments. What am I talking about? They even get crap. I mean, I've read some stuff. I'm like, how do you even leave a hate comment on this? But if you're not getting hate comments out there, and anybody that watches this podcast of yours or whatever, I will say that if you want to do that, you almost have to strive to get that. If you want it to build and blow up, because if nobody's going to argue and fight in the comments, it's not going to push the views, because that's what they like.
Exactly. So to get on that topic about your wife cheating on you in that series, I made a similar series where this is when we were engaged. We lived at my mom's house. So I made a series where she cheated on me with a guy at work, and I had like one or two haters on YouTube, and this guy was like, I'm glad she cheated on you, this, that, and the third. So then next video, I'm taking shots of vodka, but it's really water. So I have like four shot glasses. I'm taking shots of vodka, and I go in there with a gun, and I go into the room. I shoot her, and that's the thumbnail that I used. I posted that video, took a nap, and then I wake up to 40 text messages. and like, it's all my family saying, what is wrong with you? You know, this person, someone got abused. And then like someone said, you're fucking nuts. And like, it was really bad.
Did you post it on TikTok?
It's all on YouTube.
Okay. I was going to say TikTok would have freaking ripped that down so fast.
Yeah, I wish they would have. I mean, I've had a video or two got taken down, but
that's pushing the limits, and you have to, and you know, good for you. I don't know if I would have had the balls to do that. that's like getting fucking cops and shit called. Stuff. That's like, woo. But hey, man, whatever. But it drove. Like, you probably fucking had a shitload of views on it, I would assume.
I think it was like 200 by the end of like that night. I can't remember. I haven't looked at it in a while because I stopped YouTube altogether. But
200,000?
Just 200 in general. It was 200. Oh. And then, yeah, it wasn't that many. I don't know why, but
I wonder if they maybe suppressed it because of what it was.
Probably. That's probably what it was. I mean, I don't remember anything, but yeah, the whole shooting her was pretty ballsy on my part.
So did, in the video, did you like act it out and like somehow she had ketchup on her and she played a part in it, or was it all like she actually wasn't even in the scene? You just made it seem she was in the scene?
Yeah, so I literally put the gun up to her chest, and it was a BB gun, but I had the sound effect and I just shot her and she just fell straight back on the bed. Oh my God, what did I do? What did I do? And I grabbed the camera and I run to my car and then I'm like crying in the car, like, I can't believe what I did. And I gotta leave the country.
Oh my God, I can't believe they only got 200 views. I think 100%, I don't know if it would have got far on TikTok. I had a video, anything violent. Like, I had a video, I posted it once, and I can green screen edit, and I can do all, I didn't even use a green screen for this, but it made it look like I dropped a huge boulder rock on my kid's head. I was standing up over, I said, who's funnier, me or your mom? He goes, mom. And I threw it, and the camera stops right when it gets to here. But obviously, he wasn't really there. I cut it in two scenes, but it looks very much like it is. And the first time I put it on TikTok, it got like 6 million views. I reposted it like a year later. It got taken down at like 5,000 or 15K. It got taken down. And I appealed it, and it stayed down. I tried it a couple times. I've tried reposting it, and they've taken it down. I think the last time was rather recent. I did it on the trend of, you know, that dumb ways to die. That was like last summer or whatever. I did it with that, and it stayed up for that one, I believe. But it was a trend, so I don't know if that mattered. But yeah, dude, like something like that with definitely showing like a gun, even if it's a BB gun or whatever, dude, TikTok will freaking rip that down. I've had like much less ripped down, but dude, that would, if it stayed up, it would have gone. It would have been like 3 million likes, or maybe not, maybe hates. I don't know, but
I think I'm gonna repost it, just like cut the clip and just do that.
You could get creative with it to where you could play it safe. Because I've done that with some of my stuff that if there's something I feel that was really causing something like that, or even causing suppression, I would alter it a little bit to try to make it go away. So you probably could, and maybe just imply it, if there's a way to cut your video to imply it without showing it, that might work. And that might, I mean, that could spark you to do a series again. I got an idea for you. You do that and it blows up, then you're running from the law all the time.
That's the next, I could do that.
And be like, I can't let you guys know where I'm at and all this other stuff. And then people be trying to figure it out.
Give me a good idea. Now I got to write that down.
Do it, man. I mean, that works. That works. I don't think I'd ever get ballsy enough of killing my wife, though.
I made a video last year where it was during the stalker series, as I call it. And my wife comes up in a mask and she puts like a paper towel over my face. That got taken down because it said drug use. I'm like, drug use? I'm like, people do this shit all the time on TikTok. So that got taken down. And then something else got taken down, and because I said something about, like, why are people so obsessed with their ex-girlfriends and boyfriends, and that got taken down because it was abusive. And then the third video that got taken down, this was recent, a lot of people were saying, the world's going to shut down again because of the new COVID variant, this, that, and third. So I made a video about that. That got taken down because it was about COVID-19, and instead it was false advertisement. I'm like, what the
fuck? I made a video about that too. Mine did not get taken down. I just expressed my opinion about it. And I said, I ain't going to be fucking wearing a mask, and I'm not fucking hunkering down again. This is bullshit. You fear-mongered us last time. I said a bunch of shit like that. And surprisingly, I did not get a lot of hate. I thought for sure that was going to go. But I had way more people agreeing with me. Maybe a couple say some shitty things to me, but you know, I don't ever post political things ever. I don't even get into it. It's out of my wheelhouse. You know, I have my opinions, I have my thoughts, but in the grand scheme of things, it's out of my wheelhouse. It's not something, you know, my wife is the backer on that. And my wife should actually make that content because she knows a lot of shit. But she's like, I can't handle comments, hate comments, blah, blah, blah. I was like, you get used to it. I mean, I couldn't handle any comments at first, but then now I'm like, I invite them. But yeah, I don't ever get into that. But yeah, I didn't get a lot of hate on that, which I was really surprised, which makes me really feel like everybody's starting to
realize.
Yeah, that's okay, you know, with the exception of some, but you know, whatever. But yeah, I don't know, man. It's crazy. But yeah, dude, you got to do that shit with that series. I would try, you know, something like that. Maybe soften the blow a little bit and cut it a little bit, or get creative with cutting it, but implement it. And I would definitely think that that would take off.
Yeah, no, now I have a good idea. Now I got to write that down.
But you got to, yeah, and then you run it from the law all the time. So you got to be somewhere new. You know, like I'm giving you, people will be like, we got to find this. This could get you to blow up, dude.
I already have 23. I need more. But no, yeah, it's I like TikTok because I feel like you blow up faster on TikTok and you make, I mean, I make a little, not like a lot, but I make like maybe like 10 cents.
Are you on the minute where it's got to be a minute long?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so I joined that like probably over a year ago. And I joined it when my content was like dead. My content goes up and down. I'll blow up for a little bit and then I'll go like super dead. You know, I have like what, 491,000 followers, and like my last like four videos that I've posted have like 1,000 views. It doesn't make any sense. It makes zero sense, but whatever. I'm not posting my best content right now either. At the same time, I'm not posting things that are in my niche, which is basically horror content or drama with my wife. Like, those are the only two things that seem to spike anything for whatever reason. But it's just crazy. So, but I'm on that minute long thing, and then I had some videos blow up. 1 month I made like $1,500. And that was awesome. I was like, well, this is great, you know? And then the next month I made like $45. It's just really weird on how it goes, because if you somehow ratio it out to how many followers you have, you know, to what you're getting on views, if you could just get that right and stay consistent with it, you wouldn't have to have a, you know, necessarily a full-time job. That would be your full-time job. I mean, shit, I'm a real estate agent, and it's up and down just like TikTok is. Like, I'll make money great, and then I won't make money for months. So now I DoorDash too, which is actually super lucrative. I wish I would have known about it forever ago. Highly recommended, by the way. I guess in the right area. Some, you know, my where I live, it's pretty cool. But you know, just to get by. But you know, if you could have that to just be your full-time gig, like making videos and entertaining people and getting a consistent view watch, then it's fun. But when you put all this effort, and I tell you what, when I put a lot of effort into a video that's really edited, that I've put a lot of thought into, and it flops, nothing kicks me in the nuts harder, man. And then I sit there and I make some bullshit video that literally takes me 2 seconds to think up and a minute and 10 seconds to film, because I'm not editing it, and it blows up for 4 million views. I just, like, I give up on the world, because it's like, why do I even have a talent of editing if it doesn't even matter? You know, it's just, it's frustrating.
It's kind of like, I mean, yeah, it's like with my job. Like, I work on the radio, and some days are, like, slow, and I don't want to be there. And then the other days I'll just do Lyft, which I've been doing Lyft for a long time. And Lyft is really, it really helps me out. I can make like 100 or maybe like $200 in a day.
Yep. Yeah, that's about what I'm pulling about 150 a day with DoorDash. And it doesn't even feel like work. It's just really, it's really strange. I feel like what's cool about that, I was thinking about this tonight when I was DoorDashing. I feel like I'm everybody's hero. You walk up, you're delivering food. They don't have to fucking talk to you because nobody wants to talk to anybody anymore. And that's okay with me. And you're feeding them. And then you just leave a little message in the app. Thank you. Have a great day. And they're like, oh my God, I love you. Thank you. You know, it's just like, yeah, I'm making everybody happy. I'm feeding them, whatever, you know. And then it's also a segue in for me to pick up clients for real estate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, you know, that's because I tell you what, you would think that I would pick up a lot through TikTok, you know, with how many eyes that are that can potentially see me. I've only had one client through TikTok. It was a listing that I had. It was a great listing, and she's a great human being. But she got a hold of me on there, and I got it because she knew I was real estate. Just because the only reason why she knew me was because of TikTok.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool. I always thought, you know, that like I'll blow up in real estate. This will be great. You know, with having a TikTok and doing all this, and it doesn't work like that. I mean, I don't really market myself as a real estate agent on TikTok because that's not my niche. But anytime I've ever posted a real estate video, anything about it.
I started posting my podcast, like the picture of my show and taping it to the backseat of the car. So that way when people are there, they're like, oh, what's this? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's my podcast. And that's sort of like, you promote your own self? I'm like, yeah, what's Lyft going to do? Nothing.
Yeah. Why would you not promote your own self?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that. Well, somebody, I had one of my own t-shirts on. This was like years ago when I first started getting traction on TikTok, and I made a t-shirt. And I wore my own t-shirt in a video, and the guy goes, you're wearing your own t-shirt in your own video? Yeah. Why would I not wear it? I want people to buy the shit. It doesn't make sense. Like, why would you not promote yourself? I don't know. I guess I see where people are coming from. Like, it's like braggy or something like that. But it's like, you know, we're all trying to make ends meet. We're all trying to make a dollar. We all want to live financially free. Somewhat, and we got to hustle, dude. Like it's all about the hustle, and if you can do that, on by any means, I've made so much merch, I've made so many cool designs, but not a lot of people buy it. I get somebody buying a shirt here and there and whatnot, but nothing crazy. But yeah, that's why we DoorDash. That's why you Lyft. I don't know. I don't think I could do the Lyft thing though.
I can tell you so many horror stories I've had with people. It is unreal. I tell this to a lot of drivers, a lot of people. The first time I've ever was in a car with somebody, I picked them up at a Walmart. I live right outside of Philly. So I drove him to West Philly, and he was like all happy and go lucky. I'm like, hey, man, like, why are you so happy? He was like, I just got out of jail. I'm thinking he did something stupid. Like, yeah, I got out of jail for involuntary manslaughter. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, that's cool. I drive under, we call it the L, like a train station. And it's like one of those rides where like you just like have a stop and then like you wait for like 5 or 10 minutes and then you come back and drive them to this like next like destination. I waited there for 10 minutes. This man comes back. He puts his gun in his pants. And he's like, let's go before they start shooting at us. He did a drug deal. I didn't even know that he was doing a drug deal.
You got involved in that. How the hell did you get out of there?
I drove him to where he was going, and that was that. And I was like, this is it. I was like, I'm going to die. Because I'm in the worst part of Philly. Like, West and North are, like, the worst areas to be in. Especially, like, in the middle of the day. Like, anything could happen because the cops don't give a fuck around there. I'm just like, this is it. I'm dead. The second time I was in a ride with, it was at a hospital, and this guy, he was like, you're driving me to my house. I'm like, yeah, why? What's up? He was like, when we get there, you got to call 911. I'm like, why? What's going on? He was like, someone's trying to murder me. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, all right. So I pull into a parking spot. I tell him to get out. I get security, and they're like, yeah, you just got out of the psych ward. I'm like, yeah, I'm not driving him. I'm not driving this guy.
Yeah, see, I couldn't. I mean, yeah, no, I couldn't do it. So do you live in the bad part of Philly, or are you on the outskirts and you were just driving in there?
I'm on the outskirts.
Okay.
I don't go in. I refuse to go into Philly anymore just because of how bad. I mean, I don't know if you like get like if you hear the news, but like it's so bad. Like the crime rate and gun violence is so high.
Oh,
and it's every like a recurring every day. So I don't go in Philly. The furthest I'll go is the airport, and that's just because the airport is technically where I used to live, where my parents live. It's like my backyard. So I know the airport like the back of my hand.
Right.
And that's the closest I'll go to Philly. I don't
think you probably get a lot of business because of the airport, obviously.
I mean, I don't sit there. I got into a lot of fights with Lyft drivers because they bitch about you stealing their ride or something. I don't fuck around there.
Oh yeah, I guess that's crazy. So are you an Eagles fan then?
I was a Packers fan, and then when Rodgers got, but yeah, I'm an Eagles fan.
It's gonna be a tight race this year, man.
And the Phillies, they're on right now, and I think currently they were 1-0.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You know what? I don't pay a whole lot of attention to baseball, but yeah, they're freaking rocking it, man. Rocking it.
I was watching a video. I shared it yesterday on Instagram because it was a TikTok video, and I was like, this gives me fucking chills. This is Red October. And it was promoting Red October. It was pretty ironic, but yeah, no, I swear, like, ever since I started hanging out with my father-in-law more and more, I wasn't a really big sports guy, but, like, ever since I started hanging out with him, he got me really involved in baseball and football, and I just, like, have heart attacks, mini heart attacks when I'm watching these games. Like, with the Eagles.
Can't feel good about Sunday then, huh?
Oh, man. The Jets, they could have won. The Jets are not great of a team. Four turnovers.
That's the only reason they lost. They have turnovers. But I think Jalen Hurts is coming back to earth, man. I mean, he's got, what, 7 touchdowns and 7 interceptions or something like that?
Yeah.
That's not that good. You know, but he's a good quarterback. I'm not trying to take anything away from him. But I think he's coming back to earth a little bit. I don't know. Maybe it just could be, you know, first half of the season jitters or whatever. But, I tell you what, I've never seen the Detroit Lions play the way they are playing. And I have, I've been a fan since I was 8 years old. So it's been 32 years and it's fucking wild. But I'm getting to the point where I'm almost crying. And I'm not even joking. Like, it's just, I'm watching these games and I'm like, you gotta be, this is so awesome. It feels so good. Like, last year when we beat Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau, sent him packing, I actually started shedding tears. I was like, this Detroit Lions team is different. It's different. It's finally different. 32 fucking years. It's different, finally. And it, what's cool about this for me is my son, he just turned 14. It's his first year really indulging in football. Like, he kind of cared last year, and he cared more towards the end, and then he was just ready for this season, and he knows more about the entire freaking sport than I do now. And so, yeah, he's like, I'm like, your first ever freaking year, you are a fan of football. You're watching the Lions. I had to go 32 years. And you get to go 1 year and watch this shit. You don't have to even suffer, man. So he doesn't get the suffering as much, but it's really cool to be able to bond with my son. I mean, we're chest bumping down here. We're watching the games. We're yelling and screaming at the TV. It's just so much fun, man. That's what I love about sports. My wife hates sports. it's funny because, you know, the Apple Watches and shit, if you get real loud, there's a sound thing on it, and it'll go off and be like, you have been at this many decibels, you know, for over a minute. You might want to think about wearing ear protection or some shit like that, or whatever it says. We were down here yelling at a game. It was during the Packers. It was when we played the Packers and just beat the shit out of them on Thursday Night Football. We were screaming and yelling down here so loud, and my watch is going off. You're over 90 decibels. Just me and my son down here. You're over 90 decibels. So it was cool. So are you still a Packers fan?
No, I'm Eagles all the way.
Oh, okay. So you're not even about the Packers anymore. We just spanked them. It was great. But no, it was a lot of fun to do that too. So. I'm glad that you got into sports, man. That's cool. You've never really were now, but now you are.
When growing up, like, my dad would always watch it, and he never really explained it to me. Like, I feel like I'm like the forgotten child because, like, my sister was into softball and, you know, all the other sports. I did soccer and I did karate for 12 years, but, like, I never really fully got explained like how football and baseball worked until I got like older. You know what I mean?
Right. And then by then you probably weren't as interested. So yeah, I didn't care.
And then my wife, she's the one who really got me into watching football. And it was pretty much when the Eagles won the Super Bowl for the first time. That was a big one. When Wentz was around, and then Foles took over, and
Foles took it. Yep.
It was funny too. Like, funny story about that. I was at we have this place called Wawa. It's like a gourmet 7-Eleven. Uh-huh. And I was just walking around, and these two kids were like, "Oh my God, it's Nick Foles over there!" Look, pointing at me. I'm like, "Wait a minute." I was like, "Do I even look like him?" Apparently, I did at that point. But I'm skinny. I'm not. I don't look like him. I'm not a big, you know, bulky guy, but
I don't think Nick Foles was very bulky, though.
Nah, but he's stronger than me, bigger than me.
Well, I mean, obviously he's something because he's in the NFL, so and he's not a kicker, so there's that.
Yeah. Everyone thought like I was him, like these two kids thought I was him. I was like, yeah, I was like, I'm his younger brother. I'm just here on business.
How did this say? Hey, you want an autograph, man? That's funny. That's crazy. No, that's cool, man. So your wife likes football then?
She's a big sports fan, yeah.
Oh, yeah, my wife hates sports. She hates them. She's like, the biggest thing she always says, she's like, I don't understand why they get paid so much fucking money, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's because that's how much money it brings in. And I mean, she goes, well, you know, teachers and, you know, cops and all that. But I agree with her on that. I believe that they are entirely underappreciated jobs that need to be paid way more money. But it's the going rate for athletes. I mean, I'm like, babe, these guys are super freaks. They are athletic freaks. They can do things that nobody in the world can do. I'm like, you think it's okay that Brad Pitt goes out there and he makes a movie and he's not even relevant anymore. I don't even know who the fuck's relevant anymore. I don't pay attention to that shit. But he goes out and he makes like $200 million for fucking making the Titanic or whatever. That's Leonardo DiCaprio. But you know what I mean? But that's okay. She's like, oh, well, no, that's not okay. And I'm like, it's the same shit. I mean, whatever it brings in is what they're going to get paid. I mean, it just kind of goes hand in hand. It's like you think about how much money a sports venue brings in when they have a game. You got beverages, you got food, merchandise, the tickets themselves, sponsorships and ads, all this stuff. Just one game.
Yeah,
that's why they make that much money. It's like nothing to them. I mean, it's like, just, you know, I would love to be an NFL player and never even have to touch the field and still get paid like fucking $75,000 a year. That'd be great. I'll be your cheapest guy, don't worry.
I had a friend who played for the Steelers, and he got cut after the first season.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When was that?
This was probably, when did he graduate? Like 2018.
Oh, so pretty recent.
Yeah, and he I forget what he played. I think he was a wide receiver, maybe, but he only played for literally one season, and they cut him, and he just stopped going. Like, he said, "I'm done with football. That's it."
What? I mean, yeah. At least get on the practice squad and stuff. I don't know what those guys make, but I'm sure they make something.
50,000 probably. I mean, maybe even more. Actually, probably more than that.
Yeah, because, I mean, you get called up, they probably make more than that. But shit, I mean, that's better than doing other stuff, I would think. I mean, you get your body in shape, you feel good, you're out there balling. I mean, I don't know. That's just my opinion. I'm sure not everybody's going to agree with that, but that's still...
No, I feel the same way. I mean, like, when I did karate, after I stopped, my legs just kill. Like, I can't, like, they hurt so fucking bad every day. Yeah.
So, are you, like, a black belt?
I'm a third degree black belt, yeah.
So how many degrees are there?
There's, like, 9. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not waiting that long for 9 years. So, for every degree...
How do you upgrade belts? I know nothing about this.
So,
we're thinking about possibly getting my daughter into it, but I don't know anything about it.
So when I went, I don't know how like different dojos are now, but like when I went, like it would be 3 months, and every month you would get like this black stripe on your belt, and that would be called like a tip or something. And once you get three stripes, you advance to the next belt. And we did that all the way up to black belt. And once you get to a black belt, it takes like one, it takes 4 years to get your black belt. Usually, that's how long it took me and most people. For your second degree, it takes 2 years, third degree, 3 years, fourth degree, 4 years. It's like a reoccurring thing every year. So basically, wow. Every month, at least that's what happened with me, but that was just when I went.
So yeah. Do you upgrade belts based on your performance?
Yeah.
But it takes that long to build up to that performance? Years?
For a black belt, yeah.
Wow.
For like a yellow belt, like if you go from white to yellow, it takes about maybe 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
If you're lucky, 1 month, you know.
And that's just learning specific techniques and...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very easy for me. I mean, if I got back into it, I'd probably be a beast, but like...
I'd be a beast.
It's just the money issue right now. I was a cocky kid back when I was there. I would get in people's faces. I was so bad.
So like, you could like pretty much kick anybody's ass then.
Yeah. If I really needed to, yeah, I could kick someone's ass.
That's awesome.
It takes a lot for me to get angry. And like when I black out, like if I get really angry, I black out and I don't know what happened. Like I punched him when I was 15. I got kind of scarred for life, but I got really angry because I couldn't get out of my back door. And I got so pissed, I blacked out. I punched the window and I saw it inside of my body for the first time. And that's the first time blood. Yeah.
The way you phrase that, I saw it inside of my body for the first time.
It still freaks me out, like because I can vividly see me doing this and seeing the inside of my like veins and shit. Like that's how crazy it was. Like I used to be afraid of blood, and after that, I like blood doesn't faze me anymore. I'm just okay.
Yeah. No. Thanks. Yeah, I'm not a blood guy either. I just cut myself like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago. My wife's like, are you going to be on your phone the whole time? Are you going to help me cut these vegetables? So I went over and I sharpened the knife up real good. I'm like, I'll get this fucking onion cut real quick. And it just slipped and it went right into my, it's almost like all the way healed now. But dude, it was so sharp and it like went, and I was like, holy crap. And I bled so bad, but it healed so fast. Like, had to be record time because I swear to God I almost hit the bone, but apparently I didn't, and maybe I just overreacted, but it bled more than any other cut I've ever had.
That's what happened to my mom. She hit the bone on her finger she had to go to the hospital.
And see, that's what I was worried about. I was like, I don't want to go to the hospital and get stitches and shit like that. So I just put a bunch of pressure on it, and I might not have hit the bone. I sure the fuck thought I did though, because as soon as I did, man, I just fucking put pressure on it. And held it on there, and then until it finally kind of quit bleeding a little bit, and then I had a tight-ass Band-Aid on it, and she healed up all right. You can definitely see it, but...
Yeah. No thanks. I got 19 stitches that day. And the worst part about it was, too, so, like, the guy's name was Chopsaw. Like, literally, his name was Dr. Chopsaw. And my mom worked at the hospital, so I'm sitting there... You
didn't make that up.
No, you can't make this stuff up. Like, this is how, like, so I'm sitting there and Chopsaw's like, all right, you know, what happened? He's playing with the fucking, like, flab of, you know, skin that I have. He was like, we got two students here. And I knew one of the students that knew my sister. So I was the talk of the whole school that I punched the window and, like, no one's, like, fucking with me now because I was a skinny kid. No one really knew, like, what I was capable of. And then when I punched
thought you were psychotic, man. They thought you were psychotic.
Nobody fucked with me after that. I was
they're like, he's going to punch a window. He's going to punch my face.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. You put your stripe on there. So nobody freaking messed with it. And then you got into karate afterwards.
No. So no one knew I did karate in high school. I did karate in fifth grade. Yeah. Fifth grade. And then in like middle school, everyone found out that I did karate and they all wanted to fight me. And I just wasn't about that. You know, it's just like, they're like, oh, you're doing karate? Let's go and fight in the schoolyard. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm not going to do that. I almost got in the one fight, actually. And the kid pushed me 3 times and then he walked away. I was like, oh, so, all right, cool.
I got a buddy. He wasn't in karate or nothing like that. But he would always kind of get picked on. And he would just tolerate stuff or whatever. It was when we were all on the golf team. And I didn't witness it, but I was told multiple times the same story. So I know the story holds true. But this kid was just mouthing off to him. One of the popular kids. This is when we were in high school. One of the popular kids just mouthing off to him out on one of the greens. And then his name's Mark. He finally just had enough, dude. He fucking put this kid in a full Nelson and slammed his face into the green. And the kid never fucked with them again. But he didn't punch him. He didn't do nothing. He just put a fucking move on him. And it's just a full Nelson, a simple move, boom, down on the ground. And it's like until he finally said he was done. And that's the first thing I think of when people get picked on it is my buddy Mark. And he said, I fucking had enough, man.
Yeah, I got bullied by a bunch of the football players. I thought that was kind of weird. Like, they wanted to fight me, and I was like, all right, well, let's do a one-on-one. But I knew if I fought one of the kids one-on-one, it would have been fight after fight after fight, it all would have ganged up on me. And that's what I knew. Yeah. I'm not going to fuck with these guys because they're big enough to, like, kill me. But, like, I knew I could probably hold my own if I wanted to.
One-on-one. Yeah, then you got to pull out fucking Ninja Turtle stuff where they can fucking do everything that they do in the movies where they got, like, 4 guys around them and they're just kicking everybody.
Oh, we did that as a practice skill once. That was the scariest part for me. Like, so they put us in a circle and then there's a group of 10 people and you each get a minute. So I'm fighting these people like 1 minute rounds with 10 people, but they're all coming from different directions. So like, say you're like right there, you come after me, after a minute's up, someone behind me, and I have to go like look back really quick just to go get the guy behind me or on the side. It was a really bizarre challenge that we did.
Huh. So was there like a thing, like if you passed it or whatever, was that like a notch up to get you closer to the next belt?
No, it was just a practice that they did.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I sparred my instructor once and I think he gave me a concussion. That was the worst. I was like, can we do headshots? And he was like, yeah, we can do headshots. So I hit him in the head. He kicked me in the chest, jumped up, and then punched me in the head, and I think he knocked me out. I don't remember much after that.
Oh, man. I've never done anything like that. The only things – I've done some WWE wrestling, like in 8th grade, which was, you know, we would do stuff like that. But other than that, I did, like, cross-country golf and basketball. That was pretty much it. I mean, I was a really scrawny kid up through school, like maybe like 130 pounds, and, you know, got up to about 150 by the time I graduated or whatever. But then, you know, then I went on, you probably don't know, but I used to be a lead singer to a thrash metal band. And I was like 150 pounds soaking wet with that shaved head, skinny guy up there, just fucking screaming, man. And for the band Battle Cross, we opened up for some pretty big bands when I was in it. Self-released an album. We opened up for Gwar, Mushroom Head, a lot of cool bands like that. And then I left the band, and they went on to sign with Metal Blade Records, and then they did a couple more albums. So but I the reason why I say that is because I was still skinny then, and I was like, man, I wish I would had my physique that I have now and my mentality on just holding a crowd. Like, I was a pretty good person to work the crowd, but if I could have the physique I have now and be on stage then, I would have just been a sexy beast up there. I don't know. But I just always think about that. It's like, oh, I was always so skinny. And then all of a sudden, you know, I hit 30. And I blew up. I blew up to 212 pounds. So I weigh 182 right now, and I'm pretty cut muscle. But I blew up to 212 pounds, And then I worked it all the way back down and got down to like 175. Now I maintain about to 182. And I just like kind of watch what I eat. I've come back on my drinking beer. I'm drinking beer now, but I don't like, I was overindulging in beer for a long time. I was drinking like maybe a 12 pack a night. You know, it was right after my first divorce, all this other shit. Be a single guy sitting in an apartment. You know what I mean? I have no kids all week. I get them on the weekends. I'm going to drink beer every night, man. That's what I'm going to do. So that's how I got fucking fat. So, but then when I met my current wife, you know, we had our daughter together and all that. And then, she, you know, she had the pregnancy weight and we did the keto diet. I don't know if you ever fucked with that. But it works, man. And it's, you feel really good once you're on it. Like you just have like this different state of body. And I dropped so much weight so quick. I got 212. I can't remember what she was at. And I fucking dropped down to 180 in like a month and a half. It was nuts. And then now I work out pretty much every day and try to keep just, I don't do like to get muscle mass, but I just try to keep like toned. Yeah. You know, so I, you know, just so I look, you know, I don't like to look gross, I guess. Once you get up there and you get big, you're like, holy fuck, man, I'm so fucking fat. Like you don't ever want to get up there again, because the journey to get back down sucks.
That scares me, because like I'm 28 and I drink and eat like probably shit, and I'm scared to like get fat. But like,
bro, you're 28. You got a metabolism that ain't gonna slow down for a little while. I was 28 eating shit, and it was like after I turned 30, it slowly went up. And I was like, I think I was 34 when I was at 212. I'm 40 now. So my metabolism, I have to watch what I do, but you're good. You're good for a few more years, brother. Eat it up now. Have a good time. Drink your shit. Especially, do you drink, you said vodka. I know those are water shots, but are you like a liquor guy?
No, I'm a big IPA guy though. I drink.
You be careful with those.
Yeah, no, I remember watching a Green Bay game. I had four, they were called Sour Monkeys. It was Big Three Brewing. I had four Sour Monkeys. I got sick and I never touched them again.
Was that Fishhead?
Victory.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. The sour. No, those are like 9.5% alcohol.
My family is brutal. We have a very high alcohol tolerance. It's bad.
Those are crazy. No, I like the sour beers. What is it called? Yeah, Dogfish Head, and it's I can't remember the name of the beer, but it's like a green box, and they only come in a 6-pack, and it's like 10, 12 bucks for a 6-pack. I haven't had one in probably a year. But those are a little bit higher too. They're not like Sour Monkey. Sour Monkey, I've had that once. I got a 6-pack of it or whatever. And I think I drank three and I was like, fucking holy shit. Because I usually, at this point, I only drink Mick Ultras, and people can say, oh, that's your piss water beer or whatever they call it. But I do it because of the carbs and stuff like that. So because I like to enjoy taste the beer, even though it doesn't have as good of a taste as like your Sour Monkey or like the Dogfish Head or any of those kind of beers, but I can still get that taste, and I can also not feel like I'm going to turn myself back into 212 pounds.
I drink, it's called Sly Fox Oktoberfest. I love that.
Sly, is it, what kind of beer? Like, is that like a sour or is that?
I think it's a wheat, to be honest. I don't even know.
Okay.
Very weedy, but I stopped drinking on Monday. I want, like, because I would drink constantly, like, every day, and something happened to my dad recently where he where alcohol was involved and he got arrested. But I don't want to go down that hole, because I would drink every day because of my job, and I'm like, you know what? I can't drink every day, but I could do it on the weekend. So I stopped drinking for a couple of days, just to, you know, wean myself off, and maybe just drink on a Saturday night, you know?
Yep. That's pretty much what I do. I'm kind of in the habit. I'll grab a couple tall boys and I'll drink a couple tall boys a night, you know, and sometimes I don't have any, and sometimes I'll go months and not drink. Sometimes it'll just be on Saturdays or Sundays right now. With the NFL season, it's hard for me not to drink because I have to drink beer while I watch a football game. It just, I have to do it. I don't know why. I just have to. So that makes it really tough at this time of year. But once like the new year hits and like the playoffs are done and all that shit, like I can go probably until summer, and then summer it's really tough. You know, you're out there mowing the lawn, it's hot, cold beer sounds good, you know, but yeah, once you go like a week and not have it, it's pretty easy not to drink.
Yeah. I mean, it fucks with my sleep schedule, but I mean, I still do, but, yeah, I mean, it's just like, it just fucks with my schedule, but you know, I bet by the end of tonight, like I'll probably be back onto a regular sleeping schedule and sleep, you know, calmly, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So like I'll go increments. Like I did it back in May, back in March, April, May. I didn't drink at all. I just like tell myself, yeah, you're not going to drink. I'll just cut it off. And it took like after the first 2 weeks, like I couldn't sleep worth a shit. Cause the booze knocks you out. It's kind of like your cough medicine. But once you get to that point to where it's not really what makes you fall asleep and you start falling asleep naturally, you wake up, you feel so fucking good. It's so much different than waking up after you drank a few beers. A couple beers is okay. But like when you have like a six pack or maybe even more than that, actually, like on an NFL Sunday for me, Mondays are always rough. But, you know, you feel like shit, you're tired, you don't want to do anything. Flip side of the coin, when you're not doing that anymore, you feel really good. You have energy, you want to go out, you want to do shit, you want to get things done around the house, whatever it may be. It's an awesome feeling. I do love that a lot, and it makes me not want to drink. But then when I start sipping on a beer, I'm like, I love drinking. I love my beer. And, you know, it's just, it's literally a pick your poison, you know, like you want to drink the poison or do not want to drink the poison.
Yeah.
You know, there's, you know, you got your benefits. There's not really a lot of benefits other than the fact that you like to taste it and maybe get a little buzz off it or something, but, drinking's so stupid, but you know, we all like it somewhere. So
my wife stopped drinking altogether. It's been like 2 months since she stopped.
So mine did too. Mine has let's see, what would that be? 12, 15 months.
Wow.
She just cut it off. Cause she's never been a big drinker, like a daily drinker. Like I like to have a beer. I could have a couple beers a day, no problem. Love it. She's not like that. She doesn't drink beer either. She likes, if she's gonna drink something that's like a beer, it'd be like a White Claw. But she also likes her, like, I don't know what the hell she drinks. Fucking vodka and shit. Or
vodka. You know,
vodka and cranberry, stuff like that. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. What is she, like, pineapple juice in it or something? I don't know. It's been so long since she's drank, I forgot what she used to like to drink. But when my wife would get after it, she would get after it. And I'm talking like 6 a.m. still wanting to party. And I'm like, I'm so used to drinking my beer and going to bed at like 11, you know, and she still wants to party. I'm like, I ain't fucking staying up fucking just so you can party. She's like, no, you got to stay up with me. And, you know, she just finally just was like, you know what? That's enough. I don't want to do that anymore. And she hasn't touched it since. She also cold turkey smoking like shit. That might've been like 5 years ago. She just fucking cut that out too. She doesn't touch any of that. She'll smoke weed now and then, but it's more for pain management, because she has like CRPS in her hand, that's the only reason why she smokes. She doesn't even smoke, you know, weed to get high. She smokes it for pain management. So she's pretty much a straight laced chick, and I'm kind of the fuck up.
So it's weird, like when I first started, when we first started dating, Tori and I, she was always a night owl, and she would stay up like through all hours of the night. She would drink, what the hell did I always buy? Mike's Hard Lemonade. She would always drink that. And then once we got together, it turns out she would go to bed early So, like, whatever time it is now, she probably would go to bed at this time. And then I'd be the night owl because I'm always up all hours of the night because I'm either scrolling through TikTok or if I find something interesting on Paramount or whatever, I just go back and watch it.
Hey, speaking of Paramount, did you get a chance to watch that new Pet Sematary that's on there?
I have not, no.
Neither have I. I got to check that out, though. I saw that it's on there. I figured maybe, you know, being a horror guy, maybe you would watch it or not, but it looks interesting. I think I want to watch that and check it out because I like the originals.
Yeah, I started watching on Paramount the Yellowstone prequels, 1923, I think. Yeah.
The Yellowstone. I'm thinking of Yellow Jackets. Did you watch that?
No.
What was that on? I don't know. My wife turns them on. I don't know what fucking things they're on. About that girls' soccer team that gets in the plane crash and they're on like this weird island that's like haunted. And then they end up escaping and getting back home. Some died. They had to eat one of them and all this other shit. And then they're adults and now they're like reliving some of the shit. I don't know. It's a wild show. It's really good though. Look up Yellow Jet if you get a chance, because that's like that brings up some of your horror. It's like it's not horror, but it kind of is. It's definitely with demonic stuff and all that other crap. So yeah. you might get into that one. I like that one. And then there was Them.
I know that.
You like that one too. You sound like a guy that likes a lot of the same kind of shit I do. So I'm giving you my opinions on what are some good shows to watch. And my wife has to pull me in the room and say, hey, what do you think of this? Because I won't go look for that shit. I don't got time. Like, I'll either be on my PS5 playing Madden or making TikToks or who knows what. But, you know, she's the one that goes to the TV and finds all that shit. And then I get sucked into some of her girly shows, though, too. So I guess I can't really talk, but... just some of the shit that I hear. I'll hear it, then I'll get interested, and I'll be like, "Well, so why is that chick like this? So why is this happening?" And then all of a sudden, I'll be invested into these shows that she watches that I would never sit down and watch on my own. But guess that's why we're married.
I don't know why and what got me into it. I just started watching like reality TV, like Laguna Beach. I started rewatching that, and I watched it as a kid because all the chicks were hot. And then watching it like on Netflix, I'm like, this show's fucking stupid. Like, what the fuck are they doing? It was so stupid.
Dude, when you go back and watch a lot of the stuff that you liked back whenever, you're going to say that. Yeah. It was fucking dumb. What the fuck is this shit? Yeah, no, I do that all the time. Except the Ninja Turtles. We watched, they finally got it on, like, the original Ninja Turtles that I liked when I was 6 years old. Like, I was six when that show came out, and I was huge in Ninja Turtles. And my daughter is a huge tomboy, and she turned on the Ninja Turtles one day. It was, like, the newer one, and she was just hooked on them. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I was like, my daughter likes Ninja Turtles. That's cool. So she was totally fascinated with the fact that I knew everything about them. I still know everything about them. And then she's like, but Dad, I want to watch the ones that you watched. I want to watch the classic ones. And they finally put the first two seasons on Nickelodeon, I think.
Right.
And she's watching them. And I'm watching them, too. And it's like pure nostalgia, man. I'm just like, damn. I was like, this is so cool. I remember just watching this in my bedroom on my fucking tube TV and all this other stuff. This is neat. But that one's not stupid. That one's cool. But, yeah, a lot of those other, like, reality shows are so dumb.
I can't get into it. Like, I tried so much just to go back and watch, like to finish the series. I can't. It's just too...
It's cringe.
Yeah. And some of the things that they said, like, you can't say in this day and age, like...
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking, like, kids are probably watching this and being very, like, offended by what they're watching.
You know, my favorite show I went back and started watching it was... I don't know if you ever watched Married with Children. That might have been. Is it a little bit before your time?
I know the show, but yeah, it's before my time.
Oh my god! If you ever get a chance, it's on Peacock. and just go watch the first episode. And you tell me that if they put a show like that out today with just the, you could just do the pilot episode, that son of a bitch would be shut down so fast. It was so good. So good. And it should totally be how the world still is, but it's not. Nobody can take a joke anymore. They can only just take dicks, and that's all it is.
Yeah. I used to watch my sister. She's probably about your age. I think she's like 39, but she would always get me to watch Saved by the Bell, Boy Meets World, Sister, Sister, which I hated that show. I don't know why. I just hated that show.
But Tia and Tamara, see, I remember. They're pretty hot.
Yeah. And they're still hot. What was the other show she got? Sabrina, the with Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh, I had a huge crush on her when I was a kid. Yeah. Huge crush. She's on TikTok. I see her. And what, Full House is probably another one.
Yep. And Boy Meets World, that was another one that we watched.
Family Matters.
Never saw that.
What? That was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah, there were a lot of good shows.
That's great. Yeah, you and I got like a 12 year age gap. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's funny too, because I still watch a lot of the old like shows because what it's on. Like Disney and Peacock and all that shit.
Crazy, man. Cool, man. Well, this was fun, dude.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm about to go hunker down and probably go to bed. I got to get up at 5 in the morning. I don't even know what time it is. But
9:57. We crushed it. Wow. I'm sure you probably got enough content there. I don't know. I mean, we steered way off the valley of haunted stuff, but that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine too. I mean, that's what I do. Like with my show, anything goes, you know?
Yeah, no, that's the best way to do it, man. That's what I think too.
Definitely, and I'll cut that part out when your daughter came in, you know, when I get
to I mean, shoot. If you want to leave it, I don't care. I was just worried she's going to open the blanket and show her boobies, but she didn't, so.
It's audio anyway, so it's all good.
Cool, man. All right, well, I appreciate you, brother. Thanks so much.
All right, you have a good one.
All right, you too, man. We'll talk to you.
Bye.
All right, that was a really great interview. Man, I love talking to people like that. I really do. We had a lot to talk about. We definitely got to have him back on the show again. And he maybe just gave me a new series that I might be working on very soon. Stay tuned for that. Like I said, we got a lot of stuff coming. I'm doing a lot of stuff on TikTok. And I'm going to be posting more on TikTok as well. Also, I do want to tell everybody, I am filming a documentary. There's going to be a documentary filmed on my life. It's going to be kind of like, I don't know. It's like a new series that I want to do. And I know like people are saying, oh, you're filming a documentary about your life. I'm doing exactly kind of like a mini movie on myself. I feel like it would be a really fun thing to do. Just talk about my life, have the people who've been with me for a while, and then just do the show. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? I think it would. But hey, it is what it is. All right. So yeah, Phillies play tonight. And hopefully they win. And if they do win, maybe I'll come back tomorrow. Also, I do want to remind everybody, Halloween, I'm going to be doing, I usually call it Saturday soundtracks, but it's probably just going to be one soundtrack on Tuesday on Halloween. It's going to be Tuesday Soundtracked Halloween Music Edition. Pretty much, I'm going to be playing music that's like Halloween themed music, and it's just going to be fun. So I hope you guys enjoy that. Also, let's see, any other announcements? Ray Gonzalez is coming next week. I'm trying to get Tim. And surprisingly, Bob Kaplan messaged me yesterday. So we're going to try to get Bob on next week as well. That'd be cool just to get Bob Bob Kaplan on. We haven't talked to Bob in a minute. So who knows? I may have 3 interviews this week. And then also, I will be taking the week off of Halloween as well. So stay tuned for that. So yeah, that Tuesday, we're just going to do the soundtrack. And I'm taking a week off all the way up into probably November, I want to say. We're taking off till November 7th or 8th. So the 8th I'll be back. Yeah. Yeah, so the 8th I'll be back doing a podcast. So hope you guys enjoy that. All right, everybody. Love you all to death. See you guys later. And yeah, bye.